Did we make a joke?
The really old, the only true power of the chair.
5-day waiting period.
Call the conference committee order. It is 4:25 on Thursday the 3rd. Let the record reflect that all members are present. Senator Kelly, Romney, and Hoffman, Representative Davies, Williams, and myself, Mulder. Purpose of today's hearing, conference committee on House Bills 103 and 104. Take up the Departments of Corrections, Health and Social Services, Department of Revenue, University of Alaska, and the Legislature.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Donnelly, motion sheet on Department of Corrections.
Corrections? I was just going to say that. The item number one is language. It appears attached to the motion sheet for members.
It is a structure.
Motion. And I would move that language. Item number two, Office of the Commissioner, I would move the Senate members. Item number seven, we left open also. That's the increase in health care. I'd move the House numbers. Item number 11, move the jails. We left that open also. I'd move the Senate numbers.
All right. Those are the motions on page one. Is there any objection to those motions? Hearing none, those motions are adopted. Senator Donnelly.
I think we have any more open.
I believe we have. No, you're right.
Page two. But on page three, I believe item 35 is still open.
Correct.
And item 35, which is out of state contractual, I move the House number. And on item 36, once again out of state contractual, I move the House number minus $100,000. Item 38, under institutions, the alternative institutional housing, that's item number 38, Mr. Chairman, on page 3, I'd move the Senate number.
Any objection to those motions? Hearing none, they are adopted, and I do believe that closes the Department of Corrections. Senator Donnelly, Department of Hess, page one.
Chairman, on page one, this item I believe is still open is item number two, Medicaid services. I move on both of the items there, with the GF match and the federal receipts number, the Senate plus $1 million.
Nope. And then the with the federal receipts would be Senate minus $1 million?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. Senate minus $1 million for the federal receipts. And the next item is item five, public assistance field services. So the Senate number minus $100,000.
Any objection to the adoption of those motions? Hearing none, they are adopted.
No matter how long I do this job, it's still hard for me to say $100,000 and not be impressed. I think the next page we had an open item on in the Hess budget was page 4, item 44.
Correct.
Community Health Emergency Medical Services. It moved the House number. Mr. Chairman, my sheet shows two House numbers indicated, but I only see one. So,
I believe there are two House. There's only one. Okay, move the House number.
Move the House number. Okay.
Is there any objection to the adoption of that motion? Hearing none, it is adopted. Item 55, I believe.
Page 5 of the Hess budget, item 55, community mental health grants. We left that open. The House number for both items there.
Their objection to the adoption of the motion. Hearing none, they are adopted. I believe there's also intent language. Senator Donnelly.
Call this item number 60, intent.
This was language we discussed the other day at the conference committee.
Move that intent language.
Is there any objection to the adoption of the language? There is objection. Senator Hoffman.
I still think that the VRU should be issued directly to the grantees as has been the practice for 20 years.
If you wish to can maintain your objection to the intent language. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Milan?
President Davies.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
President Williams.
Yes.
I get to vote twice.
Could you start over, please, Will?
No.
What's the motion? The motion is the adoption of the intent language.
He's doing it right now.
Davies.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
Representative Williams.
How did I move it? We restarted again, Representative Davies.
Senator Kelly.
Yes.
Representative Mulder.
Yes.
Senator Donnelly.
Yes.
House 3A, no nays.
So the intent language has been adopted. We will, however, keep Department of Pest on them for one small technical area. Just see if anybody's sleeping. Department of Revenue. Senator Donnelly.
Department of Revenue. Page 1, item 6. As much as I hate to do it, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move the House numbers.
Is there an objection to the adoption of the House number relating to AHFC? Hearing none, it is adopted, and I believe that does close the Department of Revenue.
I think they will use those for the best benefit, those two new positions. I'm just kind of stingy about new positions, Mr. Chairman.
And I certainly respect that, Senator Donnelly. University of Alaska, Senator Donnelly.
Chairman, University of Alaska, we have two items. Item number 1, I'd move the Senate number. Item number 2, I'd move the Senate number.
Is there an objection?
Sure.
There's objection. Representative Davies?
Item 1.
Item 1. Is there an objection to the adoption of motion 2? Hearing none, it is adopted. Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe that it will make our life easier if we adopt the House number in item 1.
Representative Davies, I won't disagree that things will move faster, but there are certainly other opportunities.
So. That's certainly eloquent.
<I'm> moved.
And with that, is there any more discussion or debate on University number 1?
Chairman, I'd just say that one of the reasons this difference was created was the effort, which I believe you support also, to try to clean up the one-time funding in our budget as much as possible, and to so that next year we'll start from a much easier, cleaner budget. It's easier to understand for the average person, and have as much of the one-time funding as possible into the debt service line, so people will be able to ascertain exactly how much we had to use this year, and to make our budget process a lot easier next year. And if it hadn't been for that effort, there probably wouldn't have been a difference there.
And I appreciate that, Representative Donnelly. Any further debate on motion number 1? Representative Davies.
Mr. Chairman, I certainly appreciate the effort to remove the one-time funding, but given a choice between getting close to the goal and having the one-time funding, I'd choose the one-time funding. So with your help, maybe we'll get there in another way, and I appreciate that, but I still have to object at this time.
I know, I respect that.
Who went?
Senator Paulson?
No.
Representative Davis?
No.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Representative Williams?
Yes.
Senator Donovan?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
Yes.
So the motion for number one has passed, and I believe that does close out the University of Austin.
For the time being.
For the time being. Until the next train comes in. That brings us up to the legislature.
Just a note, there's a call on the House.
Well, perfect time.
Are there any conferenceable items in the legislature budget? I'd move to close that budget.
Any objection? Hearing none, it is closed. Any other items come before the conference committee? We are, Senator Donovan.
Chairman, I believe we do have some general intent language that would follow the introductory language in section one regarding the intent for personnel services being reclassified.
Yes.
Section one of what?
Which department?
Follow the introductory language in section one.
We're going to take it up when we do language, Senator.
Okay. All right.
So is there anything else to come before the conference committee? We are scheduled again for 3:00 tomorrow. We'll endeavor to meet that. If not, we'll post it for 3:00 the next day. If not, we are adjourned.